We're going to look at the Arachaim toward the very beginning of Tazria, not the very beginning. He is dealing with the second Pasuk, and he had earlier asked a few questions, where the Torah says, Vayidabar Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Why should the next Pasuk repeat Lemor? Why should the Pasuk again say, Dabar el Bnei Yisrael Lemor? It already said Lemor. So why does it repeat that word, Lemor, to say, to tell, to teach the Jewish people? He also asked why it says, Isha ki sazria viyolda zachar. It should just say, Isha ki yolda zachar. Why talk about the fact that she is sazria? Mm-hmm. Why also, he asks, why does it say viyolda in the case of the zachar, whereas in the keva it says teled? So yolda is lashon avar. And in the case of Nekeva, it says v'im Nekeva seled. And here it doesn't say im zachar teled. It's almost as if there's a havtacha here. Isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar. So he is troubled by these numerous questions, and here he suggests as follows: Od yirmos hakosov letzach iker habanim hi ha'isha. In other words, the most important person giving birth to a child is the woman. Mm-hmm. She's the one who carries Emir Tzashem to full term. She's the one who gives the most up physically, literally of her oxygen, of her blood, of her nutrition. And the Torah's concern is that since she is not obligated to have children, she has no mitzvah of pru revu the way her husband does. Therefore, lo tisratze b'haylada, she may not want to have children. Letzad hatzar shesavelas, because of the pain that she suffers. Gemara says that's why she has to bring a karban. The bringing of the karban is because perhaps at the time of chevle leida, she said that she will not ever have a child again. She won't go through this again. Here she's blessed with a child and she speaks that way, and the Gemara says, so she should bring a karban. So here the Torah also is addressing this issue and says, a woman might not want to have a child. It's painful. And she has no mitzvah to have a child. Gam lo, and it's deleterious to her, shemizganes baleida. By having a child, mizganes. She's not going to be as beautiful. Her body changes. She might find herself to be looking the way she's not pretty in her own eyes, let alone in her husband's eyes. You know, we know that Chazal tell us that when Lemech had Oda and Silo, he had, that there were two wives, you know, and Oda to be pushed away, you know, just to have a child, and Silo to be in his cell, to be in the shadow, to be with him. One for love and tashmish, and the other for having children. Right? The Gemara says that, you know, Er was dosh bifnim and zayra b'chutz, because he didn't want his wife not to be beautiful forever. Mm-hmm. So, we know that this concept is something the Torah, we see, is sensitive to. Asher al-kein lo tachbots lihinose, she may not want to marry. V'im tinose yiyakavanose. L'malos tavaso habahemis. She'll not want to be alone. She'll want to enjoy herself physically. Kishalo gadol. She has a great desire to be with a man. But that will be what she wants. She'll want the physicality of being with a man, but not of bringing a child into the world. Lozeh b'hakosav v'hifticha. So the Torah here is maftiach, is giving her an assurance. Ki hagam she'ena metzuvah. Though she's not commanded. Im ta'aseh kaseder ha'amor. If she does what the Torah asks of her, to be with her husband, l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah, yelo yisrein umala kizachar. Even if she gives birth to a girl, the first thing the Torah wants to say is, you will have the maila like a zachar, meaning you will have the role of bringing something important, of bringing something very effective, of making a huge difference, and of having that distinction, you will be, in my eyes, like a zachar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. In other words, you will be the one to assert rather than the one who simply gives nurturance to what someone else has created and to what someone else has brought into the world. You will bring into the world and you will be considered like a zachar. The zachar is the one who is proactive. Zachar is the assertive role and not just the nurturing, qualifying role. You will be like a zachar. Who I'm right? Isha kisazria, perish. Isha shetase pulu zo, shetazria, tan sholal minias hazivug. Tazria, she wants to have her zera become a child. She wants that she shall be fruitful. She wants that she will bring life into the world. Not that she happens to have a child, because if she's with her husband, that can and will happen. But kitazria, willfully, she wants to have zera. Perish isha shetasa pulu zu shetazria, kan sholal minias hazivuk. Here the Torah is showing that she negated, she set aside any selfish interest to not have a child. V'yolda, perish, tiya kavanasa b'hazra asa l'tachlis haleida. She wants to have a child. V'loyla taiva behemis, not for physical pleasure. V'im loy amar ela isha kiteled, had it just said isha kiteled, all this message wouldn't be there. Ha'isakavana, kol shiteled hu'aymer. Then it would be talking about whoever has a baby, whoever has a child, the old zachar. So she's very important and she has asserted, no, you are considered to have asserted yourself and to have played a major role, like a zachar plays a major role when you wanted it. And that's what you were planning on. In spite of whatever inhibitions a woman could have, she's overcome those inhibitions and she wants to do the Ritzayin Hashem with her husband. It's not talking about someone who just happened to have a child. That woman, he b'madregas zachar. But who I'm right, zachar, isha, kisazria v'yolda zachar. Not that she'll have a baby boy for sure, but she who wants to have a child and has a child, that's like a man. She becomes as important as a man. She becomes as assertive as a man. She becomes as great a contributory factor in the world as a man would be. If she has a boy, so then she lives vicariously, she has a male in her son. But even if she has a nekeva, she has done what a male is, which is to do, to create, to assert, and not just to qualify, not just to be makabel.
That's the difference between being a passive or an
So that's why, so he's about to say, exactly, so he's, that's why it says, V'hu Omre Zachar, V'amar V'yolda. Not V'loy Teled. Teled means she will have. Yolda, Loimar Sheloy Tasig HaGoder HaHu, being in that category of a, like a male, will only come Ela Achashe Yotza HaDava L'Payel. After it's accomplished and she has created life, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that is as great an accomplishment as any of a male's accomplishment. And she should see herself as equal to any male. In other words, she has taken on that assertive, active, creative role. That might be why there's the extra word, leymar. V'samach l'tevas, isha. Dabra b'nei Yisrael, leymar, isha, he says. So he's saying a beautiful idea, that leymar means Aloshan Mail of Remimus. Es Hashem Hemarta Hayom. Hashem Hemircho Hayom. That concept means to single out and to single out for some unique quality for which a person is chosen, for which Am Yisrael is chosen in the case of the Pasuk we just mentioned. So therefore, Lemor here is from that kind of Amira. It doesn't just mean to speak, it means to designate for something special. Loshan Mail of Remimus Lemi. It means a special distinction of a very high nature. Isha kisazria v'yolda, she will have a great Reimimus, umama alasa, zachar. B'chal prate habachinois, asher yigdal behem azacha ala isha. With all of the distinctions and all of the considerations of what a male can do to make such a huge difference, a contributory person to the universe and to society and to Am Yisrael specifically, the woman has that exact distinction and the same remimus. V'ulai, ki lezen iskaven oimrei, and maybe that's why Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei says, uven ksil tugas imoi. A foolish son is a heartbreak for mother. How about father? Ah, but you see, father is a zachar. But ben ksil, where you have a child, and you wanted to bring a child into the world and make a huge difference, but the child is a ksil, is a foolish child who doesn't do any good. So now that loss, that's a great frustration for her. So he's saying that the pasuk here is giving great praise to the woman. That the woman who gives birth, who wants to give birth, while she's not obligated to, and she's not mitzuva, but when she does, she becomes equal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, as if she is the assertive, contributory man. In other words, it's as great a mitzvah ultimately accomplished by her, and she reaches a certain height. She has a certain status that's uplifted, like the status of a male. Even though men are considered to be of a higher status because they are a mitzuvim, when it comes to this mitzvah, the isha, by having wanted to and succeeded in bringing a life into the world, she's equal in her status to a zachar.
Is that maybe why women were not given that obligatory mitzvah, to give them a chance to...
Maybe.
Because you write Gadol HaMitzvah also, right? Yeah.
I mean, in the simplest explanation, it's because, again, the active role in procreation would have to be that of a male in the actual means through which a child is born, through the process of the male and the woman and the fertilization that has to be the activity of the male. So mamela, that's why it would be the male's responsibility. But the isha is the one who receives and creates and then foments and gives the womb of life over so that the child can come into the world. If that's what she sees as her goal and that's what she wants to do, isha ki sazria, that's what she would like to do, v'yolda zachar. So then what comes into the world means that she becomes like a zachar. Just as important and of the same stature, of equal stature with any zachar. Next part, another explanation. Od Yirmoz, another remez, Od Yirmoz HaKosov Al Knesset Yisrael. That by talking about a woman, Isha Kisazria, the Isha, the woman is Knesset Yisrael. Kisazria is said because, as he's going to explain, when you plant, you are Zorea. Isha Kisazria, if Am Yisrael plants, meaning puts down seeds that are going to be productive, puts down seeds of mitzvahs and maisim tovim, then, Emir Tzashem, there will be a Leida. And the Leida, he says, is Meramis to the Geula, to the ultimate redemption. Let's see it inside. We find that in the Nevi'im, they're often comparing Am Yisrael to a woman. An example. Sheyar Novi says, Kivayalayich, Oisayich Hashem Tzvakai Shemoi. V'goyalech G'doyish Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the Baal. Boyalayich, Oisayich. Goyalech G'doyish Yisrael. And specifically, the pasuk there says that when he is Goyal, he is the Baal. Also, Uksiv, Ve'eshes Nu'urim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considering us to be the Eishes Nu'urim, meaning the young bride that you never really forsake and you never can quite turn away from forever and ever. Uksiv, and we say this pasuk when we put on tefillin, Ve'rastachli l'oim, v'rastachli b'tzedek, v'mishpat, v'chesu, v'rachamim. And in Yeshayahu again, Eze Sefer Krisus Imchem Asher Shlachtiha. Oy mi minoy shay asher mechartem eschem loy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, did I give you a get? Like a wife and send you away? Did I sell you in some permanent fashion? Of course not. Meaning that with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, with tshuva, we get back together again. We will have complete, beautiful reconciliation. Like a husband and wife. V'alehu omer hakosuf, so about Knesset Yisrael, like a wife to Hashem. The pasuk says, Isha ki sazriya perish, hazras mitzvahs u'maisim tovim. It means the productivity that comes when we lay seeds of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim down in the earth, meaning in our lives, in the soil of our lives, if you will. Al derech oimroi, ziru lochem litzdaka, like Hosea says, plant tzedaka, meaning plant kindness, plant goodness, because what will come out of the ground, meaning what will come out later in your lives and in your history, Am Yisrael, will be a tremendous redemption. All the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that Klal Yisrael has planted through the generations, it's all going to come up one day. It's all going to sprout beautifully in a glorious geula. By the way, in the pasuk, Rastakli Loyal and Rastakli Tzedek Mishpat. So ours is to do Tzedek Mishpat. Then the next pasuk says, B'chesed V'rachamim. The next part of the pasuk says, U'b'chesed V'rachamim. We do Tzedek Mishpat. Hashem responds, B'chesed V'rachamim. And similarly here, Ziru Lachem L'Tzedaka, because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to it. V'yalda Zachar, Perish, Tiyah Haloidasa Zachar. Am Yisrael will give birth, Zachar. What does that mean? Perish. Da ki bechinas ha-zachar hi bechina elyoinam bebechinas ha-nekeva. It's a higher category. V'haterim yacheses bechinas elyoinas bebechinas ha-zachar. If something is of a higher category, it's a zachar, not a nekeva. V'haidia ha-kosuv ki im knesis Yisrael tazriya, if we plant our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, vadai shatolid hadrogois elyoinas, we will have tremendous accomplishments, tremendous outgrowths of our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, they will give birth and give rise to the geula. V'hu ma'amarim zal, as Chazal said in Sanhedrin, oitzem haflogas haplois asher yafli Hashem bebi'as ha'goyel im Yisrael yizku al yidei ma'aseyem haksherim. There are going to be tremendous mitzvah, tremendous miracles, tremendous nisim pilei plois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do when Klal Yisrael just puts in a little effort and we have some merit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us a geula greater than geulas Mitzrayim. V'chavin lahavdil, the Torah here in Isha ki sazriya v'yalda zachar is trying to distinguish the geula shleima, the geula ha'asida. V'chavin lahavdil bein a geula ha'mechukes, distinguishing between the one we are looking forward to, la geula she'avra shel Mitzrayim, to the lesser geula of the past, the geula from Mitzrayim. Shehu Yisrael eirum ve'eriyah. There we did not have mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. The Navi Yecheskel calls us bereft, stripped, naked of mitzvahs, naked of any zechuyos, of any merit. Gam omer hakosuv, goy mikerev goy. So we were like the Mitzrayim enough to be compared to them and to be called a nation pulled out of another nation, as if we are comparable to them. Va'oisa geula tachlisa loy omad, and that geula ultimately did not last in the fullest sense. Kinechra v'abayis v'gol, Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and we were exiled. V'hoya mashahoya v'ein toiv zub b'bechina zochar. So we have not yet come to the point in history where we have a redemption, and it's zochar, meaning it's geula shleima. Of a permanent kind. Aval ha-geula ha-asida, future geula, tzad, she'al kolponim tiyah be'emtso zuchus Yisrael, because it will be with our having earned some of it, with our having had zuchuyas, as opposed to va'at erim ve'eriyah. We have, since Bayis She'eni, we have almost 2,000 years of Mesiris Nefesh and Torah and Mitzvah Samaisim Tovim. Lu Yiyah Shalo Yiyah Ru'uyim. Even if we're not fully worthy today, but add up all of the Zechuyais of the centuries. Af Al Pi Kein Be'emtzos Eirech HaGolos. Because of the length of the Golos and its painfulness. Ve'esek HaTorah. And all of our work in Torah for thousands of years. Promises that that Torah will continue to be a lasting work, a lasting effort on our part, and that means a lasting schus. So therefore, the Torah here is meramis that it'll be v'yolda zachar. Klal Yisrael will give rise and give birth to a gula ha'asida, which will be a gula shalema v'amdo lenetzach, which will last forever. It will be a geula for eternity. The Imrai, Vitama. The Torah says, Vitama Shivas Yami. Vitama Shivas Yamim, he says, is also a remez to the Maisa Mashiach. Kan Ramaz, Tikkun, Ashaya Sahasham. Lahasik Bechinas Azachar. We're going to get a ge'ula and obtain and reach the goal of ge'ula, but there will first be a certain painful period. Gizayin shanim yuchaynein chevle Mashiach. There are 7 years of chevle Mashiach, ka'imram, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin study Zayin discusses, zelo shaynam, shavua sheb and David ba, during the 7 years prior to the arrival of David HaMelech, there are various painful periods until finally, after the seventh year, the Mashiach comes. The point of those difficult years, the first years are most difficult, the Yasaram ulazakakam. They're going to chasten us and they're going to purify us and bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu Aimrai, v'tama, yiches ha-yisur lebechinas atumah. Because, after all, what causes tumah? Imperfection. Kihu ha-tameh, hu ha-meyaser. What causes a person to be tameh? Something that the person does that they're not supposed to do. A metzera is a person who becomes tameh because of something he did. So in other words, he caused his tumah. Kihu ha-tameh, hu ha-meyaser. The tumah itself is the source of... Or the source of the tumah is the person himself. And then the tumah is the way of correcting the person by showing him the error of his or her ways. Va'amar zayin yamim. It says, v'tama shivas yamim. Perush sheva shanim. We find in the Torah that a shana is called yom, or yamim. Al derech aimrei, teshev anar itanu yamim mayasar. They said to Eliezer Eved Avram, let Rivka stay with us, yamim mayasar. A year or 10 months. Vam Rizal, Yamim is a Shana. Uvayim Hashmini, Yimal Basar Alosai, that's a remez after the 7 years that Chazal talk about, after the Shavua Hashem ben David Bo. Haskalas Yoim Hashmini, beginning of the 8th year after the Sheva Shonim of Yimei David Bo. Yimal Basar Alosai, Ki Oz Yavir Hashem Chinas Arlam Ha'olam. Imperfection and klipa, which is what the Arla stands for, will be removed. Perfection comes to the world. The Mashiach is completely revealed. The chsiv as ruach hatuma aavir min haaretz v'zayia b'shana shmini. That'll be in the 8th year. V'yadua hu b'chinas arla shehi klipa. Of course, arla is klipa is that which that doesn't just contain but occludes and blocks the effectiveness and the purity that lies underneath. So once that 8th year arrives, Mashiach ben David arrives, and then the purity and the tahara that's merumas in the psukim, uvayem hashmini yumel b'sar alosai, means the complete perfection of mankind and the gula shlema, the gula ha'asida. And this is all merumas in Isha Kisazriya. If Klal Yisrael does ziru Lachem Litzdaka, Beyolda Zachar, it will give birth, it will give rise to the permanent geula, the effective and permanent geula, the likes of which we have never had. And how does that happen? When does it happen? What's the process? Toma Shivas Yamin. It begins with 7 difficult years, and that's what the Tumah reminds us of, the imperfection that we have to overcome. And in order to overcome that imperfection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us certain difficulties. And then, after we are mezukakim, after we are purified, uvayem hashmini, after those 7, comes the 8th year, himal basar or losai, there'll be perfection and tahara in Klal Yisrael, and the geula shlema.